Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Hey. Parim Hanisrafim. A cow which is burned, for example, the par of a Kohen Mashiach, or the par Helam Dover of a Tzibor, or the par of Yom Kippur. Useirim Hanisrafim, or goats that are burned, for example, the goats of Yom Kippur, or the goats brought for someone who did Avodah Zarah. Bizman Shehem Nisrafim Kimitzvasam. If the reason why we're burning it is because that's the main mitzvah, that's the way we're supposed to burn it, the halacha would be Nisrafim Beis Hadeshen, we burn it in the Beis Hadeshen, meaning outside the three machanos. So in the Midbar, it would be done outside the Machane Yisrael, whereas in Yerushalayim, it would be done outside the city of Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is considered Machane Yisrael. Umitami begodim would also be mitami, the clothing of those who are involved in the burning, as the Pasuk says, v'haseref oisam yechabes begodav. The Mishnah continues, Vim Einan Nisrafim Kimitzvasam. What if they're not being burned the way they're supposed to be burned? For example, the Rav explains, they became pasul and now they need to be burned like Psuli HaMukdashim. So there's an additional reason why it's being burned now, not only because the halacha is that it is a parim hanisrafim. In this case, the halacha is Nisrafim Beveis Habira, we would burn it either in the Azara or on the Har HaBayis. So the Bartanura explains that if the psul had happened to this parim hanisrafim before it was taken out of the Azara, whether it was before the Zrikas Adam or whether it was after the Zrikas Adam, then we would burn it on the big Beis Hadeshen, which was in the Azara, which we know already learned in previous Mishnayos, was right next to the Mizbeach. However, if the psul happened after the parim hanisrafim was removed from the Azara, in that case, we will not continue taking it all the way out to outside Yerushalayim. Rather, we'll stop on the Har HaBayis, and we will burn it on the Har HaBayis. So Nisrafim Beveis Habir will be burned on the Har HaBayis, Ve'enam Mitamim Begadim, and it would not be Mitami, the clothing of the people who are involved in burning it. Mission of Vav. Hayusayv L'Nesa B'maitas. They would carry Parim HaNisrafim on beams. They would have people in front, people in back, with poles going across their shoulders, and the animal would be tied to those poles. Yatzu harishayim chutz l'chaimas ha'azara. If, let's say, the first people, the people in the front, holding the front of the pole, walked out of the Azara on the way to burn it outside Yerushalayim, v'achreinim layatzu, but the people in the back had not yet left the Azara, the halacha is harishayim etamim begadim, the people in the front are tamim begadim, because we're assuming at this point that tumas begadim depends on leaving the Azara, whereas the people in the back ain anan mitamim begadim atsheyetsu, they will not be mitamim begadim until they leave the Azara. Yatzu elu ve'elu, once they both leave, elu ve'elu mitamim begadim, they're both mitamim begadim. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, elu ve'elu ainam mitamim begadim. No, neither one of the mitamim begadim, because leaving the Azara is not the criteria for becoming tamei. Rather, atsheyatzis ha'ar beruban. It depends on majority of the animal being consumed by the fire. That is the point at which those who are involved at that point become tamei begadim. Nitacha basar, but once the meat becomes fully burned and the outside, so to speak, is completely singed, then ein hasayref metame begadim, anyone who's involved after that point would not be metame begadim.